This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour here. This is the DJV program. Here's how this works. I'm Doug Steffen. I am, according to the old lingo in radio, your leader. Used to be a radio guy named Jackson Armstrong who talked faster than you can imagine, and everybody wondered what he said. He was the leader. I'm here just as a participant with the ladies. The ladies really control things. As most of you fellas who are listening know, women are the ones who control really what goes on. And so the controlling ladies here, as usual, are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I was on a boat ride yesterday here in Kauai in Hawaii, and the person who was leading, or the captain of the boat, if you will, was a lady who had been doing it for quite a while. I would say she's probably 32, 33 maybe. And I was going to interview her on the boat until I get sick. So maybe at some point in time I'll find her, because she's a great representation of somebody who is determined. I was talking to somebody on the boat that works as a crew member, and he said that he'd grown up with her. She grew up on the island and has been in the water all of her life, wanted to do nothing but be around the life, the sea creatures. So yesterday on this cruise that I was on, which was marked by me getting quite sick, because there were like 20-foot swells out as we went around the northern part of the island. The weather changed quickly, and your pal Doug didn't take it too well. Neither did about 80 of the 100 people on the boat.
That makes me want to throw up. Just
100 people on the boat. That's just nuts. That's a lot.
Well, it was a big catamaran. It was nice, actually. A lot of it was nice. Some of it wasn't too nice. We saw whales. And we saw humpback whales. We saw dolphins. I took some pictures of them. Matter of fact, I'll send them to you, Jay, and you can post them if you want on the...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we had nice... It was most of the time it was good. But, you know, the weather being what it is out here, things change quickly. Speaking of the weather, there's a study this week on the Arctic Ocean, which suggests that it has warmed by a couple of degrees since the turn of the last century, i.e. 1900, and started getting warmer much earlier than researchers had thought. This is something that's out this week in Science Advances, and the study, the research paper, ladies, shows that the Arctic began warming early in the last century as warmer and saltier waters flowed in from the Atlantic. That was, as you remember, the beginning, the real beginning of the Industrial Revolution. It sort of started in the late 1870s through the 1880s, 1890s, but by the time we got to 1900, things were really chugging along. So apparently these people have been able to, using marine sediment and stuff, look at about 800 years, it looks like. And this info shows how the Atlantic has flowed into the Arctic and found the temperature and also the salt content fairly constant until starting to increase in the, like, 1900, 1910, in that area there. They can't pinpoint it to the year, but they can tell you, roughly speaking, where it is. I suppose when you think about it, the implications for what's going on around the globe are, I don't want to say stark, but they're certainly worth watching, making note of. The climate change stuff that a lot of people are talking about, a lot of the info comes from this sort of research. And I guess if you boil it down, what they're saying is, quote, the rate of warming in the Arctic is more than double the global average. And they
but the Atlantic is kind of to blame, because the Atlantic has been rising steadily, and that's what's flowing into the Arctic. I mean, Arctic would, if it was isolated on its own, I don't know that we would be having... It would, I mean, certainly the air temperature and all that would be, having an impact. But if the Atlantic Ocean didn't flow in and warm that Arctic water, I don't know that we would see the dramatic every day, multiple times a day, when you see just giant chunks of ice just falling off glaciers into the water. I don't know that we would see it that much if the Atlantic hadn't really, you know, played such a big role in that. I mean, the Atlantic Ocean, I've grown up in the Atlantic Ocean, and it's so much warmer now, like multiple degrees warmer than it ever was when I was a kid. And it's, and you know, my brother and family and friends, everybody, they're all surfers, and they've had to change to lighter wetsuits. I mean, this is just over the course of, you know, 20, 25 years. And it's, you know, well, I mean, fishermen see it. They, you know, if you're on the water and in the water, well,
the abundance or lack thereof of fish is an indication not only of that, but of overfishing. So there's two things. Plus,
well, the fish have gone
three things.
Yeah, and the fish have gone farther out to sea because the water's colder. It's just too warm for them to survive along the coast.
This is what I learned on the catamaran trip that I took for 4.5 hours yesterday afternoon around the island of Kauai. There are humpback whales that are now giving birth to their babies. They come here from Alaska. They spend the summers in Alaska and the winters here in off the coast of Hawaii. And so
they call it whale soup season. It's so
cool. Well, I suppose it is whale. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what they call it, because you just look out in the ocean and it's just a lot of whales.
They're everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The lady, we saw mostly the spouts. It was a baby and a mother, and all you could see were their tails.
Adorable,
And the dolphins were on the other side of the boat. I'd never really seen a dolphin in person. I've never been to SeaWorld. So I've never seen them
in the Pacific? I know you don't spend much time in the Atlantic, but you've never seen them?
Well, I've never really taken a cruise along the Atlantic coast. I mean, the Pacific coast. I probably should.
You can just see them from the shore. Yeah.
We just see them from the beach all the time. Yeah.
Well, I don't go to the beach much, especially in the Pacific. To make note of what we were just talking about.
Corduroy's not really season at the beach.
Okay. The essence of the water temperature in the Pacific versus the Atlantic. The Atlantic I have had, especially in Florida, but also in the Cape and other places. I've been in the water when it was quite warm, temperate anyway, 75, 80, and maybe down south in Florida it might get up to 85. Here, well, when I'm in California, the water in the Pacific is cold. If you want to go swimming, and you got to be the bravest guy on the block, or you got to put a wetsuit on, because the water temperature in the Pacific usually 20 degrees colder than it is in the Atlantic, even when the weather's really warm. Like you go down to San Diego in the middle of the summer, the water in the Pacific still isn't that, because the water body is twice as large as the Atlantic, and it moves faster, and it has much more of a seat, if you will, from up north than does the Gulf Stream on the Atlantic side. Changes the water, especially when you get it actually flows from the Bering Sea along the coast of England straight sort of down across the Atlantic and hits in Delray Beach. Daytona Beach. And that's why the water is so much warmer and the temperatures are warmer south of Daytona than they are north of Daytona. And so over here in the Pacific, there isn't that influence, but yet in the middle of the ocean, because the water is so temperate, the water temperature here is 75, maybe 80 degrees. You could go, if we'd have fallen off the boat yesterday in the swells, we'd been able to swim around and not get cold, although there are a lot of sharks around too, but the whales chase the sharks away. The big mother whales don't want, you know, the baby whales would be mealtime for the sharks if the mothers didn't push them all away. We didn't see any sharks yesterday. We saw a lot of other stuff. And
well,
that's why the dolphins.
You probably wouldn't see them breach anyway.
Maybe
they
not.
They attack from underneath.
Yeah. But the dolphins stay together in schools, and that's how they keep the sharks away. It was the water is so much cleaner over here than it is on the East Coast. So much cleaner. You could see everything in the water. That's how I got the pictures that I did of the dolphins. As far as the weather is concerned, I notice also, ladies, that the Biden administration has approved a major offshore wind project to supply power to New York State, installation of a dozen turbines near Rhode Island. This is the Ted Kennedy killed this two or three times. It starts actually off of the
isn't it off the vineyard?
Coast. Yeah, the vineyard, right. It goes from the vineyard, Rhode Island, and down along the coast of Connecticut. There'd be enough generating capacity to power about 10, 11 million homes. It'll be ready in about 4, 5, 6 years.
I think New Jersey's going to be the next wind farm.
Yeah.
I think it was even a ballot resolution, and it was voted in. And so I think that with Governor Murphy now having his reelection, his second term, I think that that's something that we'll probably see off the coast here. I don't even know if you'll be able to even see them off the coast.
Yeah.
Part of the reason with the Vineyard or the Cape was that maybe you could see it, but
no.
The problem
with the Cape was that Ted Kennedy didn't want to look out his window and see the windmills, and that's why.
That's what I'm saying. If you can see it, that's what I'm saying.
But it's 23 miles off the coast, so you can't see a thing. As a matter of fact, it ought to be something that is done off the coast of California. You know, all the great environmentalists who don't want to use a coal-fired electricity, but they don't want to look at these things. They think that they're going to look at them. You're looking at all those the rigs off the coast of California. So why not a desalinization plant? Why not wind power there? That's another the finger pointing at the officials in California. Anyway. So this is aimed, and that's why Biden got involved in it, because it's sort of the White House plan to get carbon-free power in the next, 12, 13, 14 years. They're not going to make that commitment, but I think a lot of people will change. There's huge amounts of federal money being thrown at this, huge, creating jobs and all of that sort of stuff is the way that they're selling it. I think it's part of the Buy Better America or Build Better America, isn't that Build Better Back or whatever that was called?
Yeah.
How much energy, Build Back Better?
Yeah, when you go from L.A. to Palm Springs and you see all the big wind turbines, how much power does that generate for the state of California?
None.
Enough, I remember.
It's for Phoenix. Yeah. It's for Arizona.
Yeah.
Those windmills in Palm Springs, they just power, I haven't been to Palm Springs in a while, but it's my understanding that those were out there powering Arizona, not California.
Well, they power some of Southern California, but the lines, if you were to follow the 10, which goes over from California into Arizona, you'll see the power lines going to Phoenix and Tucson. So Jennifer's right. It's just,
right, but that seems... Well, I know California does things differently.
Yeah, it does. Does that seem stupid? Why, yes, indeed.
I've driven by them a few times. There's a lot of them
before you get to
the awning. So it just feels like, that's interesting.
And if you hit it the right way when the wind is right, you have a dead bird blop on your windshield,
too. You get a lot of dead birds on those things. Yeah.
But the environmentalists won and the bird watchers lost on that one. 19 after the hour, you're listening to Sadie and Doug. There it is, the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
After the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay is here with a reminder that you can win a fabulous prize package. I could do another P there, right? A pretty powerful prize package. How do you like that, Jay, for alliteration?
I like it. Cool, huh? Yeah. It's pretty good.
Your voice is beginning to sound like mine. Okay. Now, here we go. How do folks win? What's the needed response this week to be eligible for the Works giveaway?
We want you to tell us what this time of year means to you. You can do so on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show is the handle. You can get all of the rules and contesting info, djvshow.com, for your chance to win this epic Works prize pack valued at $350. It's a Works 20-volt nitro drill driver and impact driver combo plus a compact circular saw. Pretty exciting stuff.
Very exciting. If you want to give those away, you can certainly participate. Whoever wants to participate can do that at all of our social media, right? At DJV Show, Instagram, Twitter. What's going to happen to Twitter now that Dorsey's gone? Is that going to change these?
The stock prices will go up.
Yeah.
You still have to pay if you want the edit button.
Yeah. All right. Mm. I guess
we'll see.
Yeah. But, I mean, that won't affect our contest, right?
No.
Well, it won't, but you have to pay us. Each of us have to do something on our profile, so can we use your credit card to do that?
To whom are you speaking? Me?
Yes.
Jennifer, or Victoria or Jay? You can use it.
No, I'm trying to get your credit card so we can go shopping.
I know you are. Right. Don't do that. Thank you. All right, so here's some interesting news. I guess kind of scary news if you're a Bradley Cooper fan, and I am. What in the world went on here, Jay?
Yeah, so he was on an episode of Armchair Expert that just dropped this week, and he was recounting being held at knife point while at going through the New York City subway. This happened back in October 2019, and he was saying how he just got really used to walking around the city. He'd always have his headphones on. He was down at the far end of the subway, kind of by himself, felt somebody coming up on him, and he's thinking at first, like, oh, this person probably wants to take a picture. Turns around and sees a knife pointed at him. Ooh. And he said this whole time the headphones were still on, so basically this whole moment in his life is being scored, even though he can't remember what song he was listening to at the time. and he just kind of threw an elbow up and turned around and ran the other way, hit around this area, and then pulled out his phone and ended up starting to chase the guy back down, taking pictures of him while the guy ran. And then he was able to get to some police officers and showed them the picture and told them what was going on. This was all while he was on his way to go pick up his daughter for school, who's now 4 years old. So he was going to pick up his daughter. Thankfully, the daughter wasn't with him already during this time. And he was also pointing out that when he was talking to the police officers, they were like, okay, hold on a second, sir. Have you been stabbed? Can you check your body? Can you see if you've been stabbed? Because apparently a lot of people in these situations, their adrenaline's going that they don't realize they got stabbed.
They know it. Yeah.
And fortunately, he wasn't stabbed. So he ended up just going on his way and continued to pick up his daughter from school.
So he lives in New York? I'm surprised to hear that. I would have thought that
he wants to be near his... He's been in New York for a long time. And so his baby mama, Irina Shake or Shack or whatever her name is, she... I guess they're back together. They've been seen a lot together now, so they think they're back together. But they share
their
daughter.
He had another girlfriend, some well-known girlfriend. Why am I thinking that?
She was dating Kanye West for a minute.
Bradley Cooper dated... I think he dated Renee Zellweger for a while.
That was who it was.
Yeah.
And there were the rumors about Lady Gaga and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, Gaga, that's what everybody wanted to see. They all thought that that was cool. And I think I was one of them, actually. I think that That movie was so powerful, and the two of them were so good in it, and they apparently became very good friends while doing it. So that always sparked rumors. You know, it's kind of like Marissa Hargate and...
Define friends. Yeah, but I feel like Bradley Cooper understands the assignment. Whenever he's promoting a movie or a film or anything, whoever he's co-starring with, that is his best friend at the time.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad. It's okay. It's all right for boys to have best friends as girls. After all, the three of you...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Let me be clear. Any American wants to come home, we will get you home.
President Biden in August. Human Rights Watch in Afghanistan is reporting the Taliban have killed or forcibly disappeared over 100 former members of Afghan security forces that helped U.S. forces in country. Taliban promises of an amnesty with no retributions for all that registered was met with different outcomes. Taliban spokesman Inamullah Samanagani told the New York Times the ruling Afghan group was fully committed to the amnesty and that such killings are on rogue fighters trying to settle old scores. A Texas court has forced the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy this week. Mexico has yet to sign off on reinstating the program, which could push back its implementation. Well, here's a fun fact. It was warmer in Denver, Colorado Monday afternoon than in most cities in Florida. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
With very little notice, some schools across America decided to close their doors because teachers are burnt out. Erica Sanzi with the Parents Defending Education on Fox News explains schools closing their doors makes them non-essential, and the money for schools should go to the parents to make other arrangements.
Yeah, this is a major problem. Certainly the unions are at play in some of these decisions. We know that these days off were negotiated by unions and districts. So, number one, we can't ever ignore the influence that they play. But I think that there's a major problem here in that in a lot of these cities, these schools were already closed either most or all of last year. So parents are in no mood right now to hear about last-minute closures and also then to have to sort of listen to the reason being teacher burnout and teacher mental health days, not because they don't acknowledge that this has been a very difficult time for teachers, but that it completely ignores what this has done to families and parents and caregivers who often don't get paid if they don't get to work,
right.
You know, can't go to work because their kids are home, you know, don't have benefits if they're not able to go to work and are scrambling at the last minute, especially when they have young children at home. I actually would think about this more in the sense of, do we or do we not believe that public schools are an essential service? Because right now, if a building does not open its doors 5 days a week to students, then it can't call itself an essential service.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today's DJV soap opera is produced by Stefan Multimedia, run by me. I'm the Dougster along with Jen and Jay Bird. I have a grandson that we're going to call Jay Bird, so you can fit right in there, Jay, with the family. Victoria Keelan is here as well, the consultant for the program. The person behind the controls in Washington, our main studio, is Phil McGeehan. I'll be happy to actually meet him next Thursday at the company Christmas party. Woohoo!
So and you guys then, have never met in person?
No. No, we've never seen each other. I wouldn't know. I actually
we lived the weirdest life, you guys. None of us have ever met any of us. Like, Doug's maybe met a few of us, but that's...
Well, I met everybody.
We've never met each other.
I actually haven't met Jay. I've never been in this. I feel like I know you and have known you for a long time because of your father.
Isn't that weird? Do we...
By the way...
I know. I feel like I have known you guys my whole life. I know. I mean, I sit here and talk with Jay and Phil and Victoria. They're like my closer friends.
I already know that Doug somewhat cringed when I called you all you guys.
All right. So here's what's going to happen, though. It may be that your father and I are going to have words, or it may be the end of the road for your father. Who's the main consultant for this program?
Because
all he does is fact check me.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't really looking at the facts. The real facts are I'm right, and he's not. Because what I was mentioning about the entire Atlantic Ocean, we were talking about the temperatures in the Atlantic versus the temperatures in the Pacific. And the temperatures in the Atlantic are, on average, if you measure the water temperature of all of the Atlantic, and not the middle of it, and not the middle of the Pacific, you will find that the coastal regions are warmer on the American continent and the east of the Atlantic than the Pacific continent, continental waters on the west. All right? That's what I was talking about. And I,
are you fact-checking your fact-checker?
I am right. Yes, of course.
Well, you're not really, but...
What do you
okay.
mean not really? How do you figure
well,
it out? You've been in the water? The way I check
course.
My facts is to actually do it. So I've been in the water.
Of course
both
I've been
the
in
Pacific
the water. Yeah.
And the Atlantic. And you're... No, it's warmer in the Atlantic than it is in the Pacific.
Along the
period.
Coast, it is. Yes.
Yeah,
along the coast, right
about.
Where you're wading in, yes. Mm. But overall, the Atlantic, as soon as you get even to Long Island, the water is a lot colder than it is in the mid-Atlantic states and down along the east coast, the southern east coast. So when you... I mean, when you really probably map out where the Pacific Ocean spreads and where the Atlantic spreads, the concentration of cold, it is plausible that it would be colder in the Atlantic, even though right on the beach, you know, we all know it's just a lot easier and warmer to walk right into the Atlantic than
it's
it is the
Pacific. Not plausible because I am the final word. So well, maybe move on.
Mm-hmm. He's yes. the king of the oceans.
That's
yes.
It, right.
End
well,
of
like
discussion.
You're the king of sea sickness.
Right. The king of that's for sure.
Quite actually. The seafarer, Doug.
Quite the seafarer, yes. I was going to go into the Navy during my time as an eligible person for that 1A back in the 1960s. And fortunately, didn't have to. But I would have been okay as long as I wasn't topside. Probably
okay.
in a storm. That'd have been all right.
Right.
Okay.
Can you imagine checking? Where do I check off? It's like Private Benjamin. So where do I get, like, the nice housing and the no storms when I'm on the boat? Like, right. Where can I check that part off? Right. Sure.
You get assigned to Pearl Harbor and be in the base.
Right.
That's what happens when you do that. So the president says the fight against Omicron will not include shutdowns or lockdowns. I'm not sure that the governor of New York has gotten that memo yet because... she's, by the way, the new governor. I was almost ready to say Cuomo.
Cuomo,
it's,
yeah.
Kathy Hochul. Is that
Hochul.
How you pronounce her name?
Hochul.
Hochul?
Mm-hmm.
Hochul as in yokel. Kathy.
Sure.
Hochul. Yokel.
Hochul.
Anyway, she's
a local
declared,
Hochul.
She's a local, New York Hochul, has declared a state of emergency because of the Omicron variant. So are we going overboard? Is Joe Biden
no, in New York,
temperate?
It's necessary because of, you know, the with all of the it free, it basically declaring a state of emergency, as we know, whether it's a hurricane or a new variant, it just frees up funding that isn't available unless the governor declares it. So it's
and what's
really
the money going to be used for this time? More giveaways? What are we doing with the money?
No, as giveaways.
For, well, what, that's a lot of stuff that was earmarked for. Help was given to the wrong people during the last go round. That's no.
Oh well, yeah, but
that.
this is different. I mean, this is like, you know, PPE and hospital capacity and things like that. I mean, this is just it's really more about the state's hospitals making sure that they don't get anywhere.
Okay, so is this
to
a
capacity.
What if the money doesn't get spent until we really know that there's a problem? Because we don't really know that there's a problem
right.
yet. It just this is. Sort of
I mean, we know it's
sure.
in. I think we said it's already in 20 states now. This new variant. Omicron, Omicron, it's a stupid name. Anyway, but, yeah, I mean, New York is just...
But is it also...
New Jersey might not
I'm
be
wrong,
far behind.
And I know you will. If this... thank you, Jennifer.
Doug.
the idea that this thing is the end of the world, like part three, doesn't seem to hold water, if you'll pardon the pun. It's
yeah.
You get it easier, but you don't... It's okay like a cold. Am I
well,
getting that right?
There are some unknowns, but from the preliminary stuff, it's more transmissible, and we just have to kind of wait to see, you know, what's going to happen with it. Earlier in the show, we were talking about, you know, Jen and I were talking about in a couple weeks ago when we opened up international travel again. New York and New Jersey are just the biggest hubs besides L.A., probably.
Yeah.
And so we're just such international hubs, and it's not surprising that this variant is all over New York and New Jersey already. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, you can see a kaleidoscope of people, especially at JFK, from all over the world. That's a big...
Well, Newark Airport has
Newark
even more
too.
International arrivals than JFK does. It's a bigger airport.
Yeah. And you go to Miami, and mostly that's stuff from South America and Central America. Los Angeles is pretty much Pacific-oriented, although there's plenty of planes that do go to Europe out of LAX, but it's more from Asia. Now, if there's a meeting of the minds here, it looks like some of the Republicans around the country are testing an idea to build loyalty for the Republicans with unvaccinated Americans and, you know, playing with whatever the Biden mandate is. By the way, on this island where I am and have been this past weekend, I was really surprised to see the number of signs. I was at the airport yesterday getting on the helicopter to take a ride around the island. And, yes, ladies, I did get bounced around twice during the day yesterday. The helicopter ride was up and down and a little windy, so that started me off. And then I got on a boat, and that finished me off. But what I saw, among other things, at the airport, on the fence around where they have the fuel dump, no mask mandates, which probably says something about the people who work there, frankly. I was surprised, because here there's more of a focus in Hawaii. There's much more of a focus on rules and regulations, to a fault, I think. But at any rate, you know, there still is all of that. So what is happening with this, Jennifer? Do we think this is going to take the Republicans to use this? Why, again, like everything else, becomes political?
I think this is ridiculous, and I don't understand how. So what we're
talking about, though, is
Florida, Iowa, Kansas, and Tennessee have now changed their unemployment insurance rules so that if you are a worker who has quit over a vaccine mandate or if you've been fired, that you can collect unemployment because of that reason.
Why wouldn't it? I don't understand why you wouldn't be able to. This is one of the things that I think is pretty sad, is that when people are losing their job, they're not getting, the government has made it so that they can't get unemployment benefits.
Right, but my first thought when I read about this, I was like, well, wait a minute. The Republicans hated the fact that we had the extra $300 for everybody, and so now they want to do it themselves, and this is such a blatant political anti-Biden move.
Okay.
But I don't.
Let's explain what really this is about, because very confusing for what the two of you just said.
I mean, this is encouraging people to just not.
Republicans, Democrats.
Look, I hate the fact that that this is all political, but in some of these states, and I hate it because I think it's becoming political on all sides, and I think it's pretty hypocritical because I also really in my soul believe that if President Trump were implementing mandates like Biden, people would be losing their minds and they would not be adhering to mandates because they do not trust President Trump. In fact, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden said that they wouldn't take Trump's vaccine, which is now, I mean, it's just so stupid. So it's been politicized from the beginning. But when you have people who are losing their jobs because of a mandate that you really don't have the constitutional right to implement, those people should be allowed to collect unemployment until they find something else. I don't see the problem with that.
I don't know. I just feel like it's so hypocritical because everybody loves to bash all the Democrats and people who, all those lazy people who aren't working, they all vote Democrat and they're just living off of unemployment insurance. And now this is creating a whole new, I mean, this is so hypocritical. It really is. It's allowing people to not work.
There is something to be said about the Democrats and the way they vote and where the voters come from.
But these are people who want to work who are not being allowed to work. That's the problem, is that you have people who want to work but are being told that they have to choose between their livelihood and getting something stuck in them by the government. And a lot of people are making the choice and they're standing up and saying, we don't want the government to have that control. A lot of people believe it's a slippery slope. And so for those people, is it fair that they don't get the same benefits that people who are just lazy and sucking off the system get from being at home? I mean, you know, right.
I'm just saying if
they're
going to
be there for one person, they should be there for all people.
But if we're creating an environment, and if the knock on the Democrats is that they've created an environment where people don't want to work, they want to sit at home, this is doing the exact same thing. This is doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, it is. It makes no sense. Okay, so speaking of politics, names in the news, Representative Tom Snoozy.
Swazi,
like as in Swazi Moto?
It's just Swazi. It's not like Swazi. Something else. It's just Swazi. It's not hard.
Anyway.
God.
Swazo,
I think that's his new name. Swazimoto.
Yeah, I think the boat ride, like, rocked your brain. I think you're waterlogged.
That could be. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Swazi says he's going to run for the governorship of New York.
Yeah.
So how many Democrats are running so far?
This is a friend of a friend for Victoria. This could be an influence.
This is my doctor's brother.
Really?
My doctor's brother, yeah.
Dr. Swozy is your brother?
Swozy.
Swozy.
Like Swazimoto, Doug.
Right,
oh, my
you.
God, really? We have to, like, dumb it down for him?
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
All right.
Anyway,
so anyway,
yes, I think but the reason I think that he has, well, he's running against Letitia James, who is the current attorney general. Her whole thing was to take Cuomo down so that she could run for governor, right? And that worked. She took him down, and now she's running for governor. If someone, she's farther to the left than Tom Suozzi is. He is a centrist. He appeals to the upstate New York crowd, which is a lot more conservative. I think that he would probably have a much better chance, maybe, but we'll have to see, you know, when we get there. On the Republican
side... How well-known is he? Because names
in New
matter,
York, he's
that's
very
why Giuliani's
well-known.
Running, obviously.
Right.
Well
in New York, he's well-known. Yeah, he's considered to be a very important Democrat in certain committees, and in New York, he's very popular, and he's well-known. And so, but on the other side, on the Republican side, Andrew Giuliani, who's Rudy Giuliani's son, who has made some really crazy kind of statements that he's going to have to back up when he gets to, you know, the debates and things like that. I don't know how much of a threat he might be. Now, another Republican candidate who is not a wacko could easily come in and I think and make a strong case post-COVID. I think any state where there's a gubernatorial election happening right around, you know, next year, I think anybody, it's going to be hard to defend the incumbent because no one is happy with anybody's governor, right? I mean, that's no one's happy because... Yeah, but sometimes, though, like, I was very happy when Governor Murphy got reelected, and he won by 85,000 votes, but it was a closer election than anyone thought, and so it's just, I think it's a very difficult thing.
Tells you something about the mind of the electorate. All right, let's not worry too much about that right now. We've got that in our minds. The daily download, the DJV download, every day you can catch up with what we've been talking about, in case you didn't hear the whole program. You can do that two ways. During the course of that program's day, you can listen to the whole program around the clock at djvshow.com. And then if you would like to get bits and pieces of it, sort of the best of, the download, for example, the most recent one, we have our Works Holiday Prize Package giveaway underscored. We also have a discussion of what's going on here in the islands and how neat it is. Certainly our focus on the Omicron COVID variant is there. We talk about the new Beatles documentary, the docuseries, actually, from Peter Jackson. You can get that. And you'll find out that Yoko Ono didn't break up the band, as it were. All of that, listening to that at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three after the hour now, as we continue, this is the DJV health portion of your day with Dr. Jack Stockwell in attendance. Dr. Jack is a Inuka chiropractor, which is a special gradient of chiropractor. It requires more intelligence, more, right, Jack? It does require more.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially for this lady that came in from Colorado, drove all the way 5 hours from Colorado yesterday.
Really, what happened? What was the problem?
Well, she had a bad accident as a child, about 8 or 9 years old. She was with a family up in the hills in California and slipped on some big rocks and ended up landing on her head.
Ooh.
This is before puberty, and she is 73.
Bunga bunga.
And just a lot of problems showed up over the ensuing decades, but the last
this is the
7 years
first time she's seen you?
Hell. Yeah, this is the first time. They
did
some research.
Did you hear about listening to this program? How'd you hear about you?
Oh, you know what? She just said we heard about Inuka, did some research, and found you. And there's other Inuka doctors closer, but none that were board certified. So anyway, it's just she's just had living hell in headache pain, neck, shoulder tightness all the way down into her back and her butt. And just been, and she, it's one of these where they've done everything, they've gone everywhere, they've seen everybody, and all anybody wants to do is to give them another drug. So I took some pictures, obviously I need to do that before I work on them. And it was an amazingly small misalignment. Just a, not that big of a misalignment at all. So I worked on her, and before she left, she was in absolute tears of gratitude.
Yeah.
And thankfulness that she said, it's almost gone. This is, the pain is almost gone. Then they get this little anger that shows up in the back of their eyes for a moment. Why didn't anybody ever tell me about this?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's the message in part here that we're conveying especially with you on your portion of the DGB Health get together, the idea that there are different ways of looking at medicine and help. And so there's not just one routine, not just one size fits all, not just one thing. I found in my life, and the reason that I embraced you when we first met however many years ago it was, is because I've been having chiropractic care since I was 40, probably 40, 41, so 35 years or so at least. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, no, more than that, actually. I was in my late 30s, I think, and the fellow that I've been seeing in Massachusetts told me the last time I had a visit with him that I'd been seeing him, I may be one of the longest standing customers, patients, whatever, that he has. And that's because, for me, chiropractic works. I was encouraged because my son's new baby is getting some care from a pediatric chiropractor.
Oh, excellent.
It's like everything else, Jack. Everything becomes moderately political, and I don't know that it's Democrat or Republican who do chiropractic, but it's yes, it does work, or no, it doesn't, and
well,
there's
it's
no
a battle
in between.
It's a battle for turf.
Yeah, right.
That's what, yes. Chiropractic is the number one competition to drugs.
Well,
there's over
70,000
chiropractors in America now.
And if
it remember, there wouldn't be 70,000.
It wasn't that long ago that the federal government changed the rules so the insurance companies had to pay for chiropractic care because the insurance companies
would
give you a nickel.
The VA has to.
The VA has to.
The VA has had to for a while, but they wouldn't do it. Now they've got some congressional enforcement saying, hey, you've got to have chiropractors in these VA hospitals.
Well,
what's the matter with you?
It's kind of like the same thing that applies. Nobody's got any sense, common sense, understands why the insurance policies that we have don't include preventative care. It's only fix it after it's broken.
Yes.
Instead of give somebody $100 for a physical every year, you morons, it'll save you all kinds of money. You'll make more money.
Yes.
So who is it that's influencing that decision or those kinds of decisions at the insurance companies? We all know that they're in cahoots with the AMA, and so maybe that's why it works the way it works. But and frankly, it doesn't really work. I know I'm sounding a little bit I am biased when it comes to this because it so annoys me that insurance companies are where we can say they're blind, but they aren't really blind.
Well,
they're
you see motivated. It in the banking industry, you see it in the automobile industry, you see it in the energy industry, you see it in the transportation. Why wouldn't you see it in the healthcare industry?
Same thing. Yeah. Dr. Jack, brought to us in part by Calitrin, that's working better than ever, and those people who are on like this week I've been eating and eating and eating while I've been visiting Hawaii, like, hello. And so Calitrin will be the solution for me. How about for you? Get on the program. I actually been on Calitrin, stayed on it since I first found out about it 4.5 years ago. They've been on this program that long, telling the story about how you can lose weight and, more importantly, keep it off with the all-natural Calitrin product. You can get it now using the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com. All kinds of unlimited specials for the holidays. Check it out at toploss.com. Thank you very much, Dr. Jack.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.